of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is William Kennedy, certainly one of our favorite guests. And, well, William, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. I always love coming on Radio Liberty.
Well, we're going to be talking about transcendental meditation. What does that have to do with what's going on in the world today?
Well, quite a bit, Dr. Stan. I just want to make a quick announcement. My television series, Killer Kids, will be, we just finished filming season 2, and it will be out in the fall of 2013, and I will be in the episode, Killer Kids, Satan's Disciples, which will be on the Biography Channel in the United States, and I will let you know when that is coming out. I just wanted to let my followers and friends out there know. Now, I have a new article out at williamhkennedy.com called Transcendental Meditation, Fraud, Philandering, and Fascism in the TM Movement, and this concerns the teachings of a man called the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. People can read my article if they go to williamhkennedy.com. And why transcendental meditation is important is that a great many people in our popular media and culture are followers of transcendental meditation. And I'm talking about people like Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the TV medical doctor, David Lynch, the great filmmaker, and a variety of other very important people who generate our popular culture and our entertainment are heavy advocates of transcendental meditation, which was started, as I said, by a man named Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And what people don't realize is that this is a very dangerous movement, which is actually a form of Hindu imperialism that seeks to promote a fascist world government with a single monarch or king as leader of an international global empire. Now, I know this sounds kind of extreme, but I have this all documented, again, williamhkennedy.com. People can also, if they want to pay $2.48, can watch a 96-minute documentary called David Wants to Fly, which is an expose of David Lynch and the TM movement, which was made by a German documentary filmmaker named David Sevking a few years ago. And it's really worth watching if you can afford the $2.48. I don't make any money off of this, by the way. This is just what it costs to watch. But if you can't, my article will suffice to demonstrate that the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, best known as the Beatles guru, was a fraud from the beginning. He sexually abused his cult members, including the actress Mia Farrow, and he had ongoing sexual affairs, though he was allegedly a celibate Hindu monk for many years. So it's very important that people learn about transcendental meditation. Certainly do not practice it or try it, because it promotes itself as a mental health relaxation technique that's scientific, when in reality it is a form of Hinduism where they give you a mantra, which is the name of a Hindu god, that you repeat in your mind for 20 minutes twice a day. And this is supposed to give you all kinds of magical powers, like the ability to levitate, walk through walls, read minds, all sorts of bizarre things. And again, it's the generators of our culture, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Oz, who are promoting this evil technique.
Well, of course, what they're really doing is tapping into the other dimension. And there is power there. There is supernatural ability, but also, of course, you're opening yourself up to demonic possession. And this is a very real factor in our world today. I saw a program Sunday on 60 Minutes where, of course, Steve Croft interviewed some nurse who'd killed probably about 100 people, well over 100 people, and he just killed them. And, of course, the most amazing thing, as you watch this fellow during the interview in prison, why his eyes are shifting. If I ever saw anybody who was demonically possessed, that was it. And yet Steve Croft sat there just so apparently unaware of the fact there was anything. Well, why would you do something like this? And the fellow's eyes are shifting, demonic eyes, and, well, I was trying to help people. And nobody will mention that these people have tapped into the other dimension. I read an article just yesterday by a fellow named Berkovich. He was the Son of Sam killer. And he was convicted of killing six people. Well, he's become a Christian. And he readily admits that he was demonically possessed. That's why he was killing these people. Transcendental meditation, as with all of these techniques, opens yourself up to demonic possession. And people are demonically possessed. Millions of people are demonically possessed in America today. I fear some of the people at the highest levels of our government are also demonically possessed, as they plan on creating more and more wars. But the common denominator behind all of the occult movements, whether it's TM or Rosicrucianism or Masonry, or go down the long list, the Skull and Bones, Lucifer, they're all about bringing about a world government and the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. And nobody will bring that out. And if you're a politician, you bring that out, that'll be the end of your political career. No one tells the American people the truth about these occult movements of the effort to destroy our sovereignty and merge us into a world government. They may all be coming from a different point of view, but the ultimate end is exactly the same. And I'm sure there must be millions of people in America who are into TM, aren't they, William?
Oh, yes, it's a huge movement with millions and millions of followers. And my article, again, at williamhkennedy.com, I'm the first to point out the link between the TM movement in the Bohemian Grove, which is an elitist satanic organization in Northern California. The biggest boost that the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi actually got was not from the Beatles, but rather than from the talk show host Merv Griffin, who was the Jay Leno of the 1970s. Merv Griffin was a member of the Bohemian Grove, and he had the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi on his television show in 1975, and that's when millions and millions of ordinary Americans began to take up this practice.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. William H. Tennis.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Kennedy. William, you pick up the story, because I think people really don't understand the danger of this. They're opening up their mind to demonic spirits. Now, when you pray, you pray directly to God. Your mind is certainly working as you try to communicate with our Father in heaven. But, of course, when transcendental meditation is exactly the opposite. Is to put your mind into a neutral position so it can be certainly attacked, so it can be entered, so your consciousness can be entered by these supernatural beings, these supernatural forces. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a supernatural dimension out there. We see manifestations of it all the time, but of course most people, that's what UFOs are. That's what all these so-called alien sightings are, and alien abductions, and but, of course, the average individual finds it hard to believe. I've known a number of people who've seen UFOs. I've never seen one specifically myself, but I've certainly seen supernatural manifestations, things that defy any logic in the dimension in which we live. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I was saying before the break, the TM movement was initially launched into huge popularity by Merv Griffin, the Bohemian Grove member, and the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. What he did was he tried to enter politics in the 1980s by forming the Natural Law Party. That failed. He tried to enter politics through democratic means, but no one would vote for any of his loony clients. So what he did in 2000 is he made one of his chief followers, a guy named Dr. Tony Nader, who's a medical doctor. And what the Maharishi did is he made him global king of the world. He made him a global monarch using a Hindu ceremony. And what he further did, this came out in the film David Wants to Fly, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi died in 2008. And Tony Nadar, who goes under the name King Raja Ram, if you want to become a Vedic king and have your own territory, you need to donate $1 million to the TM movement, and they will make you a king and designate a certain part of the world as your domain. Now, in this film, David Lynch introduces King Emmanuel of Germany, Raja Emmanuel. Raja is a Hindu or Sanskrit name for king, at a public talk in Berlin. And this King Emmanuel got up there, and what he said was, "We want an invincible Germany." And he tried to get everyone in the audience to chant "Invincible Germany" in a Hitler-like fashion, but the crowd of people, mostly who were David Lynch film fans, as I am, started to jeer him and say, well, that's what Hitler wanted, an invincible Germany. And King Emmanuel stated, yes, but unfortunately he did not have the right techniques. Now, this really clearly demonstrates the TM movement's allegiance to political fascism, and it's no surprise because as a young man in the 1950s, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was involved with fascist organizations in India, Hindu nationalist groups, who actually supported Adolf Hitler in World War II and even fought for the Axis powers, hoping to wedge the British out of India. Now, these Hindu fascists, and remember, Hitler got a lot of his ideas for fascism from Hindu culture. The swastika was originally an Aryan or Hindu symbol, which is still used in the TM movement, by the way. And what they're trying to do is have this King Raja Ram, Tony Nader, be a world emperor with these kings underneath him, and they will actually generate education in all of the world. That's what they're targeting. The David Lynch Foundation is setting up millions of dollars to teach transcendental meditation in the public schools in the United States. Now, there's a big problem with the separation of church and state, but a lot of states allow the David Lynch Foundation to teach transcendental meditation in our tax-funded schools. And there have been lawsuits against it, but school systems are pretty much run state to state and city to city. So a lot of people are letting him in to do this. So what this King Raja Ram Tony Nader is doing is he's seeking to win the hearts and minds of our young people, of our children, get them to do this transcendental meditation, which I'm a trained hypnotist myself, and I'll tell you right now, TM puts people into a passive state and makes them suggestible to all sorts of ridiculous ideas. I've looked into this very carefully. So what the TM movement is really trying to do is usurp the educational system, get our young people trained in this and then susceptible to the political fascist teachings of the transcendental meditation movement as promoted now by Dr. Tony Nader, who is the ruler and number one inheritor of the transcendental meditation movement from the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. So we're looking at this, and we're also consider that this is connected directly into the Bohemian Grove, as I said earlier, via Merv Griffin, the talk show host, who's now passed away. But there again, they are infiltrating our educational systems. The TM movement is infiltrating our popular media. Ellen DeGeneres is a TM practitioner. Oprah Winfrey is a TM practitioner. George Stephanopoulos, who does the news, is a TM practitioner. Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, is a TM practitioner. Eddie Vedder, who was from the band Pearl Jam, is a TM practitioner. So these people are infiltrating our educational and our popular culture in a way as to turn our young people towards their Hindu fascist, again I say fascist, world view. Now this bizarre kingdom the Maharishi dreamt up, they tried to get their own land in various third world countries in South America and in Africa. They tried to buy land and declare themselves an independent nation. They have non-governmental status at the United Nations, the global, it's called technically the global country of world peace, and Tony Nader is the king. And then he has these minor kings that are all over the world. You can see a list of them at the bottom of my article at williamhkennedy.com. And this is one way of this satanic world government via the Bohemian Grove, who will ally itself with anyone in order to take over the world. And again, they even are trying to generate their own global currency, the TM movement. So this is not a harmless stress reduction technique. This is a global fascist monarchy, which is, as I say, effectively and cogently infiltrating our popular culture and even infiltrating our tax-funded public school systems in the United States and turning our children into pretty much programmed zombies who'll do whatever Tony Nader says in the long run. And remember, they're in no rush. They are worth over $3 billion, the TM movement, and they are slowly infiltrating all of these different facets of popular culture and education. And over time, I think they will be very successful. They're much more dangerous than, say, the Church of Scientology or some of these other cults, which are actually very introverted. They get people in and try and milk them for money and control them. But the Church of Scientology and people like Tom Cruise, they're relatively small, and they don't have many followers who are in the entertainment field or the educational realm, as does the Transcendental Meditation movement. As I said earlier, the mantra, a word they give you to repeat in your mind 20 minutes twice a day, is the name of a Hindu god. They lie to people and say it's a meaningless sound. It is not. It is taken directly from the Vedic scriptures. The Hindu scriptures are called the Vedas, and they are names of different Hindu gods like Ram and Krishna and various Hindu deities. So when you recite these mantras in your mind, you're actually invoking or calling upon a Hindu god. And this is being taught again in our public school system. David Lynch has generated millions of dollars. His documentary, David Wants to Fly, they have this one fellow, this billionaire, who donated $150 million to the Maharishi, because the Maharishi said if he could get 10,000 people meditating at once and doing this levitation technique that they teach, that world peace would come about because it would generate good spiritual vibrations. Now, this man by the last name of Kaplan gave the money, and then the Maharishi told him, well, I really don't want to put those 10,000 people together with your money because I'm not sure if it will work. And he couldn't get a refund. So this fellow, again, by the last name of Kaplan, he's got to be, I hate to use ridicule, but he's got to be the biggest sucker of a con man in all history to actually give this movement $150 million. The man's name, again, is Earl Kaplan. And, you know, Dr. Stan, sometimes righteous indignation and ridicule kind of go together. And you get a little angry, but people who fall for these cons, it gets a little ridiculous when you see someone giving $150 million for this nonsense. Now, another thing I bring out in my article is there was a famous stage magician named Doug Henning, who was big in the 70s. He had a show on Broadway called The Magic Show, and he went and quit the stage and became a transcendental meditation teacher, and he caught liver cancer, and the Maharishi told him that the way to cure liver cancer is to eat berries and walnuts. So he ate berries and walnuts and didn't seek proper medical treatment at a hospital with a cancer medical doctor specialist, and he died in 2000 of liver cancer. I mean, there again, you can't help but kind of laugh at someone like Doug Henning, who went to the Maharishi's university and got a PhD in transcendental meditation. Well, the Maharishi took something else away from him. He took away a degree of common sense. And just to let people know, you know, I have nothing against complementary medicine like taking herbs and vitamins, but if you catch something like liver cancer, don't count on these crank groups like the Transcendental Meditation Group to cure something like that. Again, these people, I have no other word to describe them. Earl Kaplan and Doug Henning were nothing less than suckers who gave up their money, and Doug Henning even lost his life to this, you know, mind-controlled cult. It's bizarre beyond belief that people will fall for this nonsense, and they, even the TM movement, it promises to teach people to levitate, to walk through walls, to read minds, all these really bizarre paranormal powers, which, by the way, they really haven't effectively demonstrated that they could do this. But for people to pay tens of thousands of dollars and even hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn this nonsense really makes me question the common sense of average people. Now, for the audience of shows like Radio Liberty, I'm preaching to the converted, because if you're listening to this program, you normally won't fall for this sort of thing. But certainly spread the word to your friends and families and coworkers. Have them look at my article at williamhkennedy.com. And we all must educate ourselves about these matters, because, as I said, the Transcendental Meditation movement since 1975 on the Merv Griffin Show has effectively taken over our popular culture media and television and radio.
Telephone number is 877-254, 877-254-7524. Have a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk greens, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, William H. Kennedy, a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. And William, of course, has studied a great deal of the occult and is trying to warn people that it's there, it's really real, and it permeates so many aspects of our society today. And yet, of course, you can watch CBS and ABC and NBC, and they have all these bizarre, certainly, programs on about the supernatural, but they never warn you about the terrible danger or how this permeates every aspect of our society. And so much of television is aimed at getting us to open our minds and hearts and souls to these truly supernatural demonic spirits, which are out there waiting to claim your very being. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello. My name's Mary, and I'm calling about the a question which includes the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, Venezuela and Cuba and other communist countries who are military aligned to defeat the United States and Israel. There is a, you know, then we hear about the one world government. These people are not, they may be part of a one world government for themselves, but what we think of is going on is something else, that we're going to unite with Europe or something and Africa or something. But we, there are huge forces who are against us, meaning America and Israel. And how does this TM movement work into the one world government?
All right, William, how does this TM movement work into this effort to bring about a one world government?
Because they can But that's fraud. That's fraud. Okay. There is no such thing as one world government.
All right, but this is what they want. Go ahead, William.
Their goal is to form a one world government, the Transcendental Meditation Movement. They have a monarch, Tony Nader, who is the head of state. They have a prime minister, a man whose name is Bevan Morris, an Oxford graduate. They have a purported currency that they're trying to put on the world monetary markets called a RAM, R-A-A-M. That is their dollar. They have an official flag, which is a sun symbol, a Luciferian symbol, and they even have a national anthem. So they're clearly and distinctly seeking a one world government, and they're winning a lot of converts in the former Soviet Union and the current Chinese communist state. And as I said earlier, they're not particularly interested in overthrowing established governments, but rather infiltrating the educational system and the popular media and insidiously forming a one-world government by winning the hearts and minds of our young people with their long-term goal of a one-world government. And they talk a lot about the peace movement and such. So I'm not saying the TM movement has formed a one-world government. What I am saying, it is their ultimate concern to form a fascist, one-world, Hindu-based government. And they allied themselves with the Bohemian Grove in 1975 via Merv Griffin, the talk show host, who is a member of that occult organization, which is in California. So if you put all these pieces together and connect the dots, and go check out my article at williamhkennedy.com, you will see that their ultimate concern is a one-world government. And they are hugely successful in the sense that they have successfully infiltrated and taken over our popular media and are moving into the public school systems in the United States. Again, I'll give a few names of TM practitioners: George Stephanopoulos, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld. These are hugely influential people on young people in our country in general. And it cannot be taken lightly how successful the TM movement is. Everyone's scared of the Church of Scientology. Well, they're nothing compared to the TM movement as far as successfully seeking to form a one-world government. The TM movement is well on their way. And as I said, they're not in any rush. They're not looking to convert adults. They're not looking to overthrow governments. They're looking to control the hearts and minds of our children, which is the most effective way to form a one-world government more so than ideological indoctrination of adults or military overthrow of individual governments. I hope that's clear enough for you.
I think that one thing we should point out is this is for many young people when they leave high school and they've been polled, you know, how do you feel about your America? How do you feel about globalism? So many of our young people consider themselves citizens of the world, rather than understanding the significance of the American way of life and this concept of freedom under God. Does that answer your question at all for our caller?
Well, I'm wondering what we can do about it. And you can't be a citizen of the world, meaning it's illogical to think that I am a member of some place in China.
Well, that's what you and I would think, but unfortunately, there are powerful forces, many other than transcendental meditation, that are dedicated to this idea of a one-world government. And all of this is prophesied in the scriptures. So what can we do about it, William? What can we do about this? How can we get this information out?
Well, educate ourselves, because if we're not aware of it on individual levels, then these people are winning. And we must really, you know, if you hear about in your state the TM movement or the David Lynch Foundation looking to teach this program in your public school districts, complain to your school committee. Call up your state representative and your state senator and yell at them and tell them not to do these things. This is a religion that's trying to infiltrate itself into our secular public school system. There is still a separation of church and state. You can't bring a Bible or have a Bible study group in a public school, but you can chant the name of a Hindu god. So we must really look at preserving a constitution and making ourselves aware on a local level now, on a city and state level, of what these various one world operations are doing within our own communities, and fighting against it on a local level via school committees, your state representative, your governor. Invite your state representative over for a coffee with some of his constituents and, you know, show him my article or show him the film David Wants to Fly and ask him, why are you putting this into our public school systems, you know? Take a proactive stance. As I say, they're not concerned with converting adults, free-thinking adults like us. They're after the hearts and minds of our young people via the educational system and the popular media, and they're usually successful. And because you and I see it for the nonsense and dangerous things it is, that doesn't mean that our young people do. So, again, on a local level, see what these groups are doing like TM and try and put a stop to it.
There is no national organization against this. They have permeated every aspect of our society, and the tragedy is that most people are totally unaware. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254-7544, 877-254-7544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the last segment of our program this morning. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Is our caller still with us? I guess not. Well then, William, what are your thoughts? What is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners here in the last 5 minutes of our program?
Well, Dr. Stan, just to say, listeners of this program, Radio Liberty, are hugely important because, in a sense, I'm preaching to the converted. And what I would like people, the listeners, to do is to send out, go to williamhkennedy.com. First of all, read my article, then send it out to as many people as possible, including your local school committee, your state representative, your state senator, your governor. Just don't email it to them. Call them up and ask them to read it and have them rethink if they want to bring transcendental meditation into the public school systems. As far as the popular media goes, I think that's lost when you consider that Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres are ingrained in this transcendental meditation movement, and Dr. Mehmet Oz as well with Dr. Oz Show. So I think we've lost the mainstream media. What we have to do is act politically on a local level and make sure that we keep this Hindu fascist organization, the Transcendental Meditation Movement, out of our local public school systems so that they don't take over the hearts and minds of our young people, which they seem to be successfully doing. And if you take no action, these people automatically win. In the same sense, if you don't cut the weeds out of your garden, the weed will take over all your vegetables and flowers. You must take action, immediate action, and be as effective as possible. Dr. Stan, I'd like to thank you for having me on Radio Liberty again. People can get my article at williamhkennedy.com, and I thank you all, and God bless the Radio Liberty listeners.
Well, thank you so much. And again, our number is 877-254-7524. We have, I guess, about 5 minutes now in this segment. So if you have a question for William, why on Transcendental Meditation, give us a call at 877-254-7524. Do we know of any major school districts that have actually incorporated the Transcendental Meditation and the...
Yes, Los Angeles has incorporated some of it. There have been, South Carolina has bought it into it. David Lynch, the filmmaker whose movies I greatly admire, I'm a huge David Lynch film fan. I wish he remained in filmmaking and stayed out of politics and religion. But the David Lynch Foundation, its goal is to teach Transcendental Meditation to every school child in the United States and Canada via the public school system. So they have millions of dollars. They did a fundraiser a few years ago. They had Clint Eastwood. They had Paul McCartney. They had Eddie Vedder, all these big celebrities, Ellen DeGeneres, raising millions to put this into our public schools. So I'm just not talking paranoid ramblings. This is a huge problem. Our popular media is trying to get this fascist Hindu system into our schools. And again, they don't care about adults. They want our children.
Okay, who's the caller? Who's calling in?
From Denver.
Go right ahead.
Chris, from Denver.
Right, go ahead.
Yes, back in 1978 or 79, I read Omni magazine, the first issue, and it talked about the Irish liberation fighter who had fasted for 90-something days. And I also read Siddhartha Gautama, and it was interesting. I fasted for 22 days on water, and God grabbed me in the collar and shook me out of it. It's not to be played with. All I can say is whoever read Siddhartha Gautama probably started Mormonism and even the Jehovah's Witness. That is a sort of a
That's the Buddha, and the Irish guy you're talking about's name was Bobby Sands.
Right. And I started dabbling with it as an individual. It's not to be dabbled with.
No, Buddhism and Hinduism is not meant for Christians. Don't try and mix it with Christianity. It's like putting whipped cream on your bologna. It doesn't mix. Stick to Bible-based Christianity.
Okay.
Right. I just did it as an artist.
Call. We've got another caller calling in, and we're about almost out of time. Who's calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver. When he said something about, when Mr. Kennedy said something about walking on walls and levitating, I was thinking of Spider-Man. And I'm also very concerned about the Boy Scouts. They have Freemason origin. The Order of the Mystic Shrine, top level Order of the Arrow in Boy Scouts flips them up into the Order of the Mystic Shrine.
Very bizarre. Now, I was a Boy Scout myself, and it didn't do me any harm, but they've just allowed gay men to be leaders, and I don't feel comfortable with that myself, especially when you consider adolescent boys going on camping trips with gay men. It doesn't fit in my book. I know we're about out of time, but thank you, Ruth, for calling.
Thank you.
God bless, and I think people have to understand that we are under constant attack. Basically, at one time, America was a Christian country. We're no longer a Christian country because they've infiltrated our seminaries. They've infiltrated the places where our ministers get their education, and they've very subtly changed the thrust of Christianity. And certainly our ministers are not speaking out on these very real threats to the survival of Christian civilization. And we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools, and we've replaced it with this idea that each of us must determine our own moral foundation, and look what's happening to America. William, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you here. And once again, get your web page out so people will know how to get in touch with you.
William H. Kennedy, WilliamHKennedy.com. And thank you very much, Dr. Stan. And again, God bless the Radio Liberty listeners.
Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoy the program. Understand that TM is certainly one of a myriad of threats facing America today. We're just simply one of a series of occult organizations. Certainly, but remember the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, they're all founded in the same occult foundation. And so we'll be back in here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to get people to understand the supernatural forces at work today in the world, moving us towards world government. America is being prepared to expand our role in Syria today. President Obama said he's maybe going to be certainly lethal weapons to the rebels over there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been given lethal weapons to the rebels in Syria all along. We've financed them, we've trained them, but basically they control the media, so the average American doesn't understand that we're financing the revolutionary movement throughout the world. Our government has been taken over by wicked and evil forces. And this is specifically the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission, look at their logo. The center of it is Nero's cross, an anti-Christian emblem, and their logo. Look at their logo. You'll see it at trilateral.org. And between 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of that organization, 6 of the 8. Presidents of the World Bank, 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense. Do you really think we have a representative government? Who does the government represent? It represents these people of great wealth, who are certainly controlled by dark and evil spiritual forces. This is what controls our country, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, toppling the governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East in preparation for World War III, which they hope that out of the horror that's coming, why, of course, the American people will be willing to give up their sovereignty and embrace the idea of world government. Certainly after World War I, the people of Europe who were devastated were willing to join the United Nations, the League of Nations, and give up their sovereignty, but the American people weren't touched by that war, and so we didn't go along with it, and the League of Nations failed to become the world government. World War II was totally contrived, and as you know, if you haven't read John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, John had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret, one of the most important books we carry, America's Nazi Secret, and he tells you how we financed the Nazis all before and during the war, the Second World War. You need to get it. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You need to get this material. Brotherhood of Darkness, America's Nazi Secret, and then the 2 DVDs, Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. You need to understand what's going on, and then hopefully you'll join us in this epic struggle. You'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best tapes of the month on our newsletter, or subscribe to our newsletter, or get the various products we carry in the way of health products, spices. We carry spices. We carry them, certainly the Perky Water products. We carry Miracle Dew soap products. But all of them help to maintain our network of stations across America, and people are waking up. People are beginning to learn what's going on. Work of Dr. Noah Hutchings through stations such as this, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, there is an awakening across America. But you've got to be involved, else the freedom that we've known in America will be remembered some things past. Pray for America, but please, Radio Living tomorrow. Joy be with you.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts,